things. So they came and tried to make some tricks and play. He stopped crying for a moment, and then they eventually left. He started crying again. So Prabhupada asked that question, who, everybody was helping this child, who is the best helper? Then he narrated the final conclusion of Advaita Acharya. He said, then a man who knew his father very well, he said, what happened? How did you get lost? Come with me. I'll take you. Father, hold my hand. Don't let go. Just hold my hand. We have to go through this crowd. So everybody came to help. So many people came to help him with the toys, with the water, with food, with play. Who is the best helper for that lost child? Can somebody answer from the audience? Of course, you say, Prabhupada said this, Mother Ragatmika, you're raising your hand. Go ahead loudly.
The man who brought him back to his father.
Thank you. You heard that story. Prabhupada mentioned that second part, the millionaire's child, rich man's child lost. Prabhupada did mention few times. It's the same story he narrated in Advaita Bhavan, not Advaita Bhavan, Shantipur, Advaita Acharya's birthplace. So Prabhupada says that yes, in this world everybody is helping, but they don't know actually what the soul needs. The soul needs his revival of his eternal relationship with Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. Everybody is helping with something else. It will not solve. That was Advaita Acharya's ultimate purpose of coming to this world. And that Advaita Acharya expanded himself through Prabhupada, who came to the West and reviving the dormant love of all the souls. So many, very similarity, when we hear the Advaita Acharya's pastime, they are beautiful pastime, wonderful, but if we know the intention, then we can see what was his attention, why he is giving this way. For an example, he appeared in a place called Lahore, near Sylhet or Srihatta. There's a few names in present Bangladesh. And then came also to Novagram. Then there's a reason why he moved four places. So he was born in a very highly elevated Vaishnava family. His father was a very prominent, intimate associate of Maharaj, King Dibba Singh. And his father, Kuber Pandit, he was a head counselor of the king. And he had a very intimate relationship with the king. When Advaita Acharya born, his bright effulgence was so attractive. His eyes were such attractive that once anybody looks at his eyes, cannot forget. So they started calling him Kamalaksha. Was not given name, but by his own attraction, they started calling him Kamalaksha. And anybody would see any moment in the village, they had rumors that anybody has any problem, they should go see that child. Why? Because immediately inauspicious destroys and auspicious comes. So they started calling him Mangala. So many names came, Kamalaksha, Mangala, like this. When the child was growing, the king's son also, same age growing, and they became very close friends. When Advaita Acharya was 6 years old, he was very staunch from the childhood to establish this bhakti, pure bhakti. One day, they went to a beautiful Durga temple. So then Advaita Acharya, young boy, 6 years, he asked this prince, hey, who is the supreme personality of Godhead? There's a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter 6. The whole chapter is all about Advaita Acharya's few things that biggest contribution in Mahaprabhu's movement. it says that Advaita Acharya Sakshat Ishwar Jahar Mohima Nahe Jivero Gocha. And no living entity could figure it out how glorious this Advaita Acharya is. So this prince, when he saw Advaita Acharya, he said, why you ask even question? Durga is right here. She is the ultimate everything. She is the supreme. Advaita Acharya didn't even talk philosophy or argument. He did a roar. Vishnu is the supreme lord. But he roared so loudly, the prince fainted and he literally died at this spot. Of course, the king and queen, everybody came out. What happened? The roar reached to everywhere in the palace. They came and they found the doctor comes and says, he's dead. The prince is dead. So they looked at the other boy, say, well, he roared such a, we got scared. I didn't know, but he is dead because he challenged. What was the challenge? So they converse. So who is the supreme person of Godhead? And he says, Durga. And the king said, yeah, he was right. My son was right. But then queen said, stop. Your son is already dead. I don't want him to be dead. Ask him how this happened. He is the cause of my son's death. The prince is dead. So they kind of, not accused directly, but it is kind of like, you are the cause of our son's death. He's the only son, future king. Now what will happen? How could you do this and kill our son? Then Advaita Acharya says, if you think I am the cause of your son, then I can be the cause of his life back. But on one condition, you have to accept Vishnu is the Supreme Lord, not Durga. Out of fear, mother says, the queen, of course, yes, anything you say, yes, just let my son comes back. All right, child, come back. And the prince got up. Then they started telling him, you better say, Vishnu is the Supreme Lord. Okay, he said. But the tension between the king and Kuber Pandit, Advaita Acharya's father, was not pleasant anymore because it was like a death issue, you know. So Advaita Acharya's father left Lahore. He came to Navagraha. Every reason why he was moving was very interesting. When he came, the rumors also came that this boy of Kuber Pandit is very powerful. And his mother, Navadevi, is so devotional that she raised this child such affectionately with Krishna Bhakti that he has a very intimate relationship and he loves his mother so much. But the Brahmanas in Santipur, if you are a Bengali, you will probably know. If you talk to the Brahmanas, they're like a little stubborn. You know the word stubborn, how do you say, more than stubborn. They're like so fanatic. They want to hold what they believe, nothing else. Even if we bring the scriptures, it doesn't work for them. They were like this. But some or other, Advaita Acharya became the leader of the Brahmana. How? Was not an incident, you know, coincidence. They made him a leader. No, because maximum was Shaktas, worshipper of Shiva and Durga. But Advaita Acharya made it through. So one time there was a big Durga Puja. And all the Brahmanas, they heard that this boy actually caused this in other village. The son of the king died. So their rumor spread it. And Advaita Acharya is from a very high class Brahmin also. So they came there, but they're watching what this boy do. They're just watching. So the father came with the child in front of the deity. Was not Radha Krishna, was Durga, a big deity. So then some Brahmana saying, please tell your son to pay obeisances. And all the Brahmana coming, paying obeisances, glorifying Durga. Everybody paid obeisances except Advaita Acharya. Just a young boy. So then father says, please, my child, pay obeisances, because everybody is looking at you. You are not paying obeisances. All the children paying obeisances. Everybody paying obeisances except you. Father, she is my maid servant. Durga is my maid servant. Did you hear it, Father? Shh, don't say like this. This is offense. You should be very careful. I'm telling you the truth. Loudly. Brahmana got irritated. All the Brahmana says, this is horrible. How did you train your son to talk? Durga is his maid servant. What he thinks he is? Then Advaita Acharya looked at them. I am her master. No. This is not proper. You should not talk like this. And father felt very humiliated, you know, in front of all these Brahmana, you are creating a very embarrassment. Please pay obeisances. Okay, father, look at what I'm going to tell you. If I pay obeisances, my maid servant will burst out and get out of the altar. Don't speak like this, just pay obeisances. Okay, watch out. And screamed out. Got the attention of all the Brahmanas. He paid obeisances, Durga Devi burst out into pieces of right in front of everybody. Then the Brahmana real started paying attention. It is not the rumor we heard. This is real. Who is this boy? They started talking. There's a famous verse. It's so powerful. Never spoken by any incarnation ever. Karaima Krishna Sarva Nayana Gocha. Tabe se Advaita Naam Krishna Rakinkar. This is a famous, Gaurgovinda Maharaj gave a class only on that one sloka. And how powerful Advaita Acharya was. That after this incident, they moved to Mayapur. And there was a, when you go to Mayapur, you can see on the way to birthplace, near birthplace, actually little far, then you have Advaita Bhavan, where Advaita Acharya had a house. Advaita Acharya moved there, and Sivas Pandit, his three brothers and himself, four of them, they, you know the pastime of Sivas Pandit, how he passed away one time, and then Lord Chaitanya brought him back to his house, and he was afraid, and then he found this verse, that Prabhupada quote this lot. What is that? Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo, Steva, Nasteva, Nasteva, Kati. Very important verse, because Lord Chaitanya heard this from his guru. And Prabhupada quote this so many times because of this. So, Sivas Thakur, he was saved by chanting this mantra. So, he was consulting with his brother. What's going on? Every day we go out, we try to tell people to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. They are not interested. So you know what they would do? All the Brahmanas, what was their problem? Did they study Veda? Yes. Did they follow Veda? Yes. So what was the problem? The problem is they did not know the essence. Advaita Acharya, when he came one day to Srivast Thakur's house and he saw all these four brothers came from Sankirtan and he closed the door and started crying. Advaita Acharya just met Haridas Thakur before that in Fulia and then came to this. So first time they are meeting. And Advaita Acharya asked, why you all brothers are crying? What is the matter? He said, "This all these Brahmanas here, they are not interested to chant. They are not interested in Krishna Bhakti. They are interested to follow the Veda, to have a big party for the wedding. And second party was if somebody died, they would have a big funeral. And if somebody takes birth, this 10 sanskar, that's all they are busy. They are not interested at all any types of bhakti." And it was very difficult for Sivas Thakur and his brother to tolerate. So they would cry every day in their house. That time Advaita Acharya looked at Haridas Thakur and he quoted this verse and he took a bow. I Advaita Acharya. Can you have this PP? PowerPoint of Advaita Acharya's worshiping. That I, Advaita Acharya, taking this vow that if I cannot bring the supreme origin, my origin, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nanda Maharaj's son, to this planet right now and deliver, give them bhakti, prema bhakti, and deliver all these living entity, then I myself, he knew he was a Mahavishnu that time, I myself will destroy this universe. Oh, this is very, very powerful. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was lying down in Skhira Samudra. You know Skhira Samudra, where it is? It is located between Radha Kund and Shyama Kund in Golok Vrindavan. It is not the milk ocean here in this universe. The milk ocean is between Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. It's a very special place in Gordham, where Mahaprabhu is lying down, and he quoted Mahaprabhu, Suya Achinu Shira Samudra Bhitare Mura Nidra Bhanga Hoila Narar Hunkare. Nara means one who shakes. I was resting very well, meditating in the Radha Krishna's pastime. All of a sudden I saw my bed moves, like shaken so much. I woke up, what happened? Then I heard this voice. Who is Advaita Acharya? Is Advaita Acharya Mahavishnu or Sadashiva? Who is he? Both. How? Mahavishnu, he supervise, he instigate, ignite the creation. But the supplier is Sadashiva. You think like this. Sadashiva is the supplier of 24 elements. When 24 elements is not visible, it's called Pradhan. When the Mahavishnu ignite, then become Pradhan to Prakriti, or you can say reveal or visible to everything. When it is not visible, that is Sadashiva's control. When it is visible by the ikshan, even the glance of the Mahavishnu is Sadashiva also, carrying this. And the halo of the glance is Lord Shiva, the Mayadevi's husband. So one time, I'm just giving you one short pastime, that one time when Mahavishnu was thinking what to do, then the desire from the Radha Krishna from Golok Vrindavan, this desire started moving all the way to Mahavishnu. That desire itself, when it reflects to this material world, is become the sex desire. And that desire in the origin is Krishna wants to become many, and all the living entity have a personal relationship with one Krishna in a particular relationship. So that Eka Bahusham, Prabhupada says, one Krishna wanted to become unlimited Krishna with each soul. So that desire, when it started coming out from Mahavishnu, then it takes a halo form, that's Sadashiva. Then effulgence. That effulgence has a halo. That halo carries these 24 elements and impregnate the material nature. But the idea was that when heard the news by seeing this Kali Jiva suffering so much, that Krishna, Brajendra Nandan, son of Nanda Maharaj, wants to come. This is in third chapter, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhakti vina jagate nahi avastan. Prema bhakti nahi kori dan. Bhakti vina jagate nahi avastan. Krishna himself thought that the whole world in Kali Yuga, people will be completely disturbed. They will be, this Kali Yuga actually, we live here, but sometimes we become adaptive, so we don't really realize how bad it is. No, I'm serious. Like, you know, in Bhavishya Puran says, 5,000 years back, when they heard that the cow will be slaughtered and common people will be able to see the cow meat, 88,000 sages fainted just by hearing it. They fainted. The whole discussion of Suta Goswami had to be on hold for hours, for everybody to revive. Don't worry, it's not danger right now. In future, Kali Yuga's soul will see the cow meat and they will not react. We see it. You go to Hitchcock, you go to anywhere, even in Calcutta. I mean, I'm not judging, but this is what says that the people don't feel effect how degraded this Kali Yuga is. So when that conception affected Sri Krishna, Ananda Maharaj's son, he said, I'm coming. When that idea originally came that I'm coming now to give this love of Godhead, which was never given before, that desire carried that message and stopped it there. The rest went to the material world, but it stayed there. As soon as Sadashiva heard this, he immediately started dancing and went in a deep meditation. Oh, when it will happen, how it will happen, who is coming, I want to know more. Even though he heard it, when he was meditating, Mahavishnu just appeared in front of him. Hey, you are meditating, what do you want? He said, good news, that Lord Chaitanya is coming. And out of extreme affection for each other, they tightly embrace. You ever tightly embrace somebody? Then you know what happened. There's another form came out. That was Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya is a Sadashiva and Mahavishnu at the same time. He is not either one. He is a separate personality. Combination of both. That Advaita Acharya carrying in Golok Vrindavan as a coward boy also. He is a very intimate associate of Krishna. So in this, because of the time, I'm going to go slide. This is what we were just discussing. And the next slide comes. Prabhu, next slides. Let's see. Next one. Okay. I just wrote this four concept of Advaita. Oh, thank you. Advaita Acharya, how close Prabhupada was actually following Advaita Acharya. So close, so that when you go there now in Santipur, you will see actually people talks about Prabhupada and Advaita Acharya on these festival days. It's so nice. And you know that famous story that Mother Mula Prakriti wrote also, that one time Prabhupada was, he liked to act on the Advaita Acharya's role in the play. And it was very nice that after Prabhupada's play, people would plot, and Prabhupada thought, okay, they liked it, it's good. If they can understand what Advaita Acharya came to give, it would be nice. But then one time, he noticed that nobody was plotting. And he did his best to represent Advaita Acharya. He said, Prabhupada thought that I did the best, but nobody's plotting. Then he came out of the stage, he paid close attention, they're crying. It was so much effective. So it's like almost like Advaita Acharya in his body when he came to the Western world to deliver. So Prabhupada was very close. And it's very interesting, the previous pastime that I said, you can go to Mayapur Parikrama, there is one place called Harihar Kshetra. Anybody went there? Sure, very good. Harihar Kshetra is that pastime where they became one. And you'll see there is a BSCD, Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust. Prabhupada renovated this place. I remember actually there was nothing. Absolutely, there was nothing. I remember very well in my teenager life in early 80s, 81 or 79. We went there many times. Hardly no temple. It's a tree, I remember. I still remember one tree and little like some statue they would put once in a while when the many pilgrims come. And today you go, there's a big temple. Prabhupada's charity trust, Prabhupada made a BSCD trust for renovating those holy places. And there is a big plaque by Prabhupada's how he spent the money to renovate it. Now it's a big temple, thousands of pilgrim comes. So Prabhupada has a lot of contribution on glorifying Advaita Acharya's teachings and importance of. Now here, I know we mentioned many times, but I would like to, if you know, you can tell me. What is the significance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in our day-to-day japa life? You know, we spend 2-3 hours, 4 hours, everybody, I'm sure you do, japa. But before you chant, how Prabhupada presented very unique. He told to Loknath Maharaj, Giriraj Maharaj, they glorify about that pastime, that how Panchatattva mantra is more important than Hare Krishna mantra. So then Loknath Maharaj told Prabhupada, then why not we just chant Hare Panchatattva mantra? Prabhupada said, yes, you can do that. But Prabhupada, he said to chant 16 rounds. He said, no, you chant Panchatattva mantra, and after that, you follow what Lord Chaitanya wants you to do. Lord Chaitanya said, chant Hare Krishna mantra. So then, is a given beautifully, this is in Murari Gupta Karcha, what this Panchatattva mantra has. Because the Prabhupada lecture, sometimes his purport is more important than the song itself. Like Gaurangera Duti Pada, Prabhupada sing. And if you look at the translation, it's not exact translation, it's more of his own emotional feeling expressed in the translation. It's not exactly word to word. So he said, one who chant the name of Gauranga. You are, must be endowed with Krishna Prem right now. Because that's what the verse says. But if you look at the Prabhupada's purport, he says, it is not the name of just a syllable Gauranga. It is that when you understand this Panchatattva, their personality, their character, their teachings, then the name of Gauranga will give you Krishna Prem. I love that. Otherwise, it was like a cheating. Like, oh, anybody can chant Hare Gauranga, but they didn't get it. So Prabhupada gives that inner meaning of it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu represent the ocean of Krishna Prem. Nityananda Prabhu represent key to the, who said this? Very nice. Key to the storehouse. Very good. Oh, it's written there. Awesome. Thank you. Means without Prabhupada, without Nityananda Prabhu means Prabhupada. It's the same. He's called Akhanda Guru Tattva, means all the Guru has a one main business. What is that? To engage every conditioned soul, not only conditioned soul, but every soul, to devotional service. So in that sense, it's Akhanda Guru Tattva. Undivided. All gurus are one. Why? Because they have only one purpose, to engage in devotional service to please Krishna. So that's Nityananda Prabhu, and he has the key. Prabhupada has the key. And the third is Advaita Prabhu. What is Advaita Prabhu's? When gets Prajama. What's the Advaita Prabhu's significance? Who, when gets. Very good. But you know, actually, you look at one purport Prabhupada writes, that when Krishna thought, it happened to be Kali Yuga. That's how Prabhupada say, it happened to be Kali Yuga. But it did not say when in Kali Yuga Lord Chaitanya will come. It did not say any scriptures. It says it will come, Kali Yuga, after the following of Dapara of original Krishna. But did not say exact when. It is Advaita Prabhu who brought. I don't know in future, I mean, I should be compassionate, but at least I am fortunate that now we are in that movement for 10,000 years. You want to know the scary part? Jayapataka Maharaj told his disciples, congregation lecture, he said, you better become serious, all of you. Because if you take negligence of your spiritual path, you just chanted for a decade and you think like I'm not getting it, then you go off. Here is the danger part. Because you have accepted Krishna consciousness, you will get higher birth, there is no question. But that higher birth could be the worst thing for you, that you will go to heaven. And minimum life span over there is 10,000 years. And after 10,000 years, you come back to Alachua. Guess what happened? There is no Hare Krishnas. Nobody has any clue what the Hare Krishnas are after 10,000 years. That scared me when I heard that, Jayapadaka Maharaj's point. It was very true. So we have to be very careful. We want to make this life end of my existence and all the devotees, if I can help to push them to go. We should not make Krishna consciousness as a comfortable religious life. I mean, that's there also. But choice is individual. So that Advaita Acharya, we bow down, we owe to him. Because of him, he wanted this time. We are fortunate. And we should bring as many souls as fast as possible. Then comes other side, is Gadadhar Prabhu. What did you say? Of course, if you want to serve, what is your intention? Why? Because intention is the most important. Intention makes you attentive. Attention comes from the intention. That makes it attraction and you become you get the satisfaction of devotional service. It is possible. But intention is very important. And that sentiment comes only from Srimati Radharani, Gadadhar Prabhu. That's why when we chant, I love the way Prabhupada said, just by chanting their names, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda, you get the mercy. I was thinking, wow, I don't even have to ask, just chant. That's what Prabhupada says. You know, one lecture he said, just chant, the mercy is already there in that name. I said, wow, this is so cool. Like, you know, easy way, because I'm a business type of, you know, I have little business minded. Advantage taker, you take advantage. If there's a cheap way, you can. This is a cheap way, just by chanting. So that's Gadadhar Prabhu. And Sivas Prabhu, what is the significance of Sivas Prabhu? Prabhupada said he is the origin of Jiva Shakti. The marginal potency, he is the origin. It's very sweet. So we have a legitimate right. Sivas Prabhu, you are our origin. Please allow me. You ever went to a big line? I mean, I'm not promoting that. In a line, and you know one person, it's very hot. One person, very early, very close friend. You say, hey, Haribol, how are you? I missed you. Because you don't have to stand in a big line. That's Sivas Thakur. You can literally talk to him. Sivas Thakur. I'm also a living entity just like you, but you are our origin. You have love of God and you have come with, you are one of the Panchatattva. Please, I'm you. I'm your. We have a legitimate right. So when we chant all these five Panchatattva, five together, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where is the verse? First verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bande Gurun, Isha Bhaktan, Isha Avatarakan. Tat prakashamsa tat shakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangagam. Krishna Chaitanya is these five together. Is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is what Srila Prabhupada taught us. I forgot to bring the Panchatattva picture. Rupanuga Prabhu has the original picture. Prabhupada, he carried Panchatattva picture. And he has the original one that Prabhupada gave to him from his trunk. So I'll end with this. If you have any comment, question, correction, please help me. Because the slide goes many slides. Oh, can you go to... Oh, sorry, I have this. I have one question. This is a beautiful... You know, Shesho Prabhu gave a very nice class a few years back. I forgot which year he was. He's talking about the danger of offense. The whole class Shesho Prabhu gave so sweetly about the mother Sochi's. Even though she is the mother of the Supreme Lord, still Mahaprabhu made it very clear. I thought it was a very nice class. It's still recorded somewhere in the krishna.com. You can hear it. And this is the biggest controversial topics. Prabhupada gave it. Two chapters actually has this in the PowerPoint. Who are the good sons? We all follow Prabhupada, but we have to be very careful that if we don't follow Prabhupada the way Prabhupada wanted us to follow, I may claim I am following, but I may be deviated. It's very careful. Advaita Acharya's three sons, That Achyutananda Krishna Mishra and Gopal Mishra, they are the loyal child and they got Krishna Prem. Other three children of Mahavishnu did not get, because they misunderstood. They take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Narayan, Supreme Lord. And in the beginning, and then when they understood more, they went completely off track. Even though they are children of Advaita Acharya, what they came to conclusion? You should worship Mahaprabhu with Radha Mantra, because he is Radharani. And our father, Advaita Acharya, he is the Narayan. This is concocted. Nowhere says in Shastra. They made it up. Then it goes on, 17 things. I put it on Facebook, 17 things that they are really concocted. And it's very dangerous. That parampara still exists, but they do not possess any Krishna prem. Why? Prabhupada gave a very nice, that Ishkan is also one of the branch of this tree. So we will be in the spiritual world. But when Jagdish Prabhu asked Prabhupada that, will I see my god brothers and all your followers in the spiritual world? Prabhupada did not say yes or no. He gave a very nice scientific explanation. You can put it on the Veda base, you will see. It's, I think, July 4, 1976. This question Jagdish Prabhu asked, and Prabhupada answered. He didn't say yes or no, he gave an answer. I'm paraphrasing. You see, we are all flying towards the spiritual sky. Just like in the material sky, you see the birds of a feather flock together, they're flying. And he asked, how each bird gets energy to fly in the same speed? What do you think? Yes, from each other. That's what we do. That's what Sadhu Sangha is. We get encouragement each other to go on. Sing more, chant more, we'll do. That's what Sadhu Sangha is. Every temple we have Sadhu Sangha because of this. But then Prabhupada put a question. If one bird loses wing, can other birds save him? Fly. Yes? No? No, thank you. Then Prabhupada said, so if each of us have to be very careful, we associate, but we have to have a proper respect to each other. If we commit offense to each other, I should not say we. If I commit offense to another devotee, I may be here, but eventually will be drifted away. That was the conclusion of Prabhupada's letter. It was a very sweet answer. This is, of course, beautiful pastime of Advaita Acharya and how he fed the spinach to Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur. This is one of the key point. I used to have a Jaiva Dharma class in Mother Jayaguri's house, and there's one big military officer. He came from India with his wife, and I remember I asked one time to his wife, she was very inquiring, she's from UP area, and I asked her, I said, if you see a American-born beef eater became a serious devotee now, he gave up all the sinful things, he's strictly following and he's devout, he's surrendered to Prabhupada, can you wash his feet and drink the water? She was so thoroughly honest, she said, no. I know, this is how Indian lot of things. But it's changing, a big dramatic changing taking place. And then I asked her another question in the class. I said, if you see a Brahmana, Indian born Brahmana, don't do anything. Sometimes smoke, sometimes eat fish. But his last name is Brahmana, Banerjee, Chatterjee, all these names. Can you wash the feet and drink? She said, yes. And this is the problem Haridas Thakur time in India. Until today, but it's fading away because of Prabhupada's influence through the devotees. India preaching is like unbelievable. I was shocked myself last year when I went. The preaching is like everybody knows Ishkan, everybody knows Hare Krishna almost, you know? It's like unbelievable how much preaching is going on due to Prabhupada's influencing Western devotee to influence Indians. Now the Indians are coming out because of that redirection. It was very sweet. When Advaita Acharya's, you know, Agra Puja means the person who you respect the most in an assembly, and he will get the first plate of Mahaprasad, and after he eats, everybody takes the remnants. But Haridas Thakur was born outcast. Muslim is one thing, but outcast is heavy. Means there's no way he can participate or even observe. He has to be so far. But when Advaita Acharya became prominent, as I mentioned few stories, there is a few more stories so fascinating how Advaita Acharya actually became the head of the whole Brahmana society in entire Navadvip Santipur area because of his extra tricky way to convincing those. Like an example, when Jogomaya brought all these Brahmanas who are impersonalist to settle because Advaita Acharya moved to Mayapur, and they also moved. But they don't want to accept God has a form. So this pastime is actually Advaita Acharya created this. When Nimai, early morning, all the Brahmanas try to open, you know, they didn't have a... Actually, Alacho becoming like Vedic, Indian Vedic. The bathroom is now far. It's not within the house. That was the Vedic standard. So then what happened? All the Brahmana, they have to go to the toilet. But somebody locked their door. Thousands of Brahmana locked the door from outside. And early morning they got up at 4 o'clock, and they're trying to open the door, cannot open, so it's making noise. And the wife said, "Shh, children are sleeping." He said, "But I need to go to the bathroom. I need to do this morning ablution and then do my achman and others. Somebody locked it." But this is not one. All these thousands of Brahmana Advaita Acharya, because he moved there, they moved, and they all got attacked by that morning. Finally, they opened the window. They saw little sun is like about to come, and they're like feeling tortured. They like don't want to humiliate themselves, you know, in their dhoti and all this. So then they looked at outside. Nimai is giggling, laughing. Nobody outside, only Nimai, in front of every house is Nimai expanded. Why did Nimai do it? Advaita Acharya wanted to deliver them. What happened after this? Now they are out of anger or whatever reason, they are meditating on Nimai. Every day morning they get up, they are thinking, "Nimai, I hope he did not lock the door." Early morning when you wake up, you should think of God, and they started thinking of God's form because of this incident. Advaita Acharya. So we have to be careful how we want to proceed. If we don't progress in a proper way, you know, Balaram has a four things sometimes, someday, you'll see rope, he carries rope, I saw some dress, and flute, and a stick, and a cup. So when Balaram wants to catch some boy or something, he calls, "Don't come, send the messenger cup, don't come." Then he purposely go with a stick and hit. So if you don't want to get torture in your life to become Krishna consciousness, better voluntarily take chance to chant and become respectful to other devotees. So this is how Haridas Thakur case, when you know that pastime, but I'll narrate it in a very short, that when Advaita Acharya very strictly said, "I want you to please come and accept the Agra Puja," means first plate of Mahaprasad. Some Brahmanas got very irritated. I said, "This is impossible. You cannot do this, Advaita Acharya. Please, you are our leader. How could you do this to us? You're torturing us. He's an outcast." He said, "Outcast? How do you know your power as a Brahmana?" "Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. We need a fire sacrifice. Can you light the fire without the lighter?" Then all the head Brahmana, they are protesting against Haridas Thakur. They looked at back. "What do you mean?" They said, "You are showing your power of Brahmana. He is outcast. Let's see. You chant the mantra to ignite the fire of the fire sacrifice." Some of them took challenge. They started chanting. The intention was not to evoke the Vishnu in the fire, to show their power. It never worked. And everybody is watching, because it's a commotion. Devotion is not a commotion, it's a satisfaction, but commotion was not as satisfactory. So then when they failed, then Advaita Acharya says, can I ask Haridas Thakur to chant and see the fire? Who is real Brahmana? Some Brahmana says, all right, let's see. They really challenge. Haridas Thakur says, please, I don't want to do this. Please don't put me into this. I am in like a low class, I am outcast. Out of humility, he took that. Advaita Acharya says, no, you have to establish the purity of Vaishnava superior to all the Brahmanas. Haridas Thakur comes, he says, what am I going to do? Just sit down here. Can you please tell the fire to come out? Okay, fire, please come. All the Brahmanas like, this is magic or something. How is possible? But there was no magic. This was real. So some Brahmana could not take it. They left. Some Brahmana took it. And they accepted the mercy of Haridas Thakur. Advaita Acharya promoted the Vaishnavism, importance of Vaishnava. And feeding the Vaishnava. This is one Mother Mukya told me one time, I remember. She said, you know, we are kitchen society. You know, Prabhupada, that's what Prabhupada promoted. Kitchen society, prasadam society, you can say. Because prasadam is the only thing that nobody become inattentive. You know, whether japa time or kirtan time or not only japa time, even harikatha time, people feel tired. But prasadam time, nobody feels tired. And this is a very fact. So, feeding the Vaishnava is the highest act, and Advaita Acharya Prabhu promoted this through Haridas Thakur. And these are the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. There's a beautiful pastime another day that how Advaita Acharya actually was very attached to these two books, Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita, even though he is Mahavishnu, he could not understand one sloka. He cried. He did not even eat. Can you do like this if you cannot understand one sloka? Don't eat that day. Because he did not understand and he cried. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the spiritual world, he came in his dream. I am coming to explain you about that verse. You know which verse it is? Sarvata Pani Padam Tat. Oh, I went too fast. Sarvata Pani Padam Tat Sarvata Akshi Shiromakam. It's a beautiful pastime. And Mahaprabhu, when he came to Advaita Acharya's house, he explained what the verse means. It's a little longer time, but it's a beautiful explanation. This is my question. Kamalakanta Vishas, Chaitanya Chaitamita Adilila, when you go home, you can read. But I'm asking you, Advaita Acharya, who is the Supreme Lord, has a debt. Would you help pay it? Can you raise your hand who would like to pay? Three people, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. No! This is wrong. Prabhupada smashed. You look at the purport Prabhupada wrote. Prabhupada gave a beautiful purport. This is a wrong conclusion. And Advaita Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, some or other, the letter, Advaita Acharya's secretary, he wrote this, Advaita Acharya is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he has a debts. And can you please pay 300 rupees? But the letter did not go to the king, it went somewhere or other to Lord Chaitanya. And Prabhupada says, somewhere or other it went to Lord Chaitanya, it was passing through. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Advaita Acharya is Supreme Lord, that's true. He has a debts, that's it. Absurd, how can Supreme God has a debts? This is a bogus philosophy. You know where Prabhupada gave the whole purport about Daridra Narayan? Till today in India people think Narayan is also poor. See all these poor people, they are like Narayan. And Prabhupada smashed the whole purport about how misconception that was. That's why I put it purposely. Would you help to pay? No, you don't want to help. Yes?
Oh,
sorry. I should put that story probably first. Okay. But now you don't feel like to pay. Okay. Nobody wants to pay. Because we don't pay like this. And then Advaita Acharya's final conclusion is that he is the one who actually invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he also said goodbye to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. With this note, I want to have a little Prabhupada's few minutes on appearance day of Advaita Acharya, how Prabhupada spoke, the importance of his contribution. Can we get that, Prabhu? This is in 1975 in Los Angeles, Prabhupada gave class. Oh. And Prabhupada gave a beautiful class about the importance of Advaita Acharya. I never thought what is Ishwara means. I thought Ishwara means controller, God. But Prabhupada in this class, he said Ishwara means one who has a power to bring Krishna. Otherwise it's not Ishwara. Wow. The volume?
Yeah.
Oh.
Means that he is Ishwara. He called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come down. That is Ishwara. You cannot call the Supreme Personality of Godhead to come down. That is not possible. But Ishwara, or one who has attained the power of atoning from Ishwara, he can do that. It is the other is possible. Otherwise it is possible. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Nama Prachar. We have to receive the authority from Krishna. Then it is possible to preach the cult of Hare Krishna movement. That means Ishwara and anyone who attains the power of atoning from Ishwara, he is also Ishwara. That is called power of atoning. He can act on behalf of the proprietor. That is possible. So Advaita Acharya did it. He inaugurated this Krishna consciousness movement when he saw that the people are so much misled that simply they are busy for the bodily necessities of life and completely have forgotten Krishna. He became sympathetic. That is Vaishnava behavior. Vaishnava, they are the best friend of the society. Best friend, Vaishnava. Patitanam pavanibho, Vaishnavibho namo namo. Vaishnava is always thinking how to deliver these fallen souls who are so much captivated with this false philosophy of hedonism. Eat, drink, be merry and enjoy. This is called hedonism. So they are always thinking how to deliver. Advaita Prabhu did it. Therefore he is Ishwara. Prahlad Maharaj did it. Any Vaishnava who is actually feeling for the poor conditioned soul, he must make arrangement for delivering these rascals from the death nail of ignorance.
Srila Prabhupada did it too. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Advaita Acharya Prabhu ki jai. I know you all have to leave, but if anybody wants to contribute little at the end, any reflection, anything. Yes, Prabhu. Advaita Acharya never had a beard. And Prabhupada said that because amongst the Panchatattva he was the oldest, to establish his position as the oldest of Panchatattva, they painted his beard. But he never had a beard. And then he never also offered eggplant. This is like an unnecessary talk. Maybe in America nobody cares. Advaita Acharya offered, fed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eggplant with spinach. So, but it says in the Shastra you should not eat eggplant. It was not the eggplant of what we eggplant eat. It's the eggplant in the Shastra, it says white eggplant. That we don't eat. Nim begun, but that is a purple color begun. White eggplant we should not eat. It's actually sinful birth. Yes, Mata.
When you were pointing out the sons of Advaita Acharya, some were fallen and some were useless, and you said, therefore we have to follow Srila Prabhupada the way that he wants us to follow him. So following to me means... Following means following the instruction, but what's this way you speak of?
I think if somebody has a different opinion, then accepting the GVC as the authority, not to leave the movement, follow Prabhupada and his daily instruction of chanting 16 rounds minimum, following four regulative principles. These things are like a basic things must. If somebody don't want to agree, they should still maintain a respect. Then they will be protected, not criticize and go on whatever outside in the Facebook and blasting against the GBC. Prabhupada made them as authority. We should respect that. Even if I have a different opinion, that's my what I understand. I consulted with Radhanath Maharaj and others also.
Thank you.
Yes, Mata.
So Advaita Acharya had two wives. Mm-hmm. Were the three children, the useless and the
useful,
qualified?
Okay.
Were they of the same two different wives? Just kind of
first three.
Yeah.
Achyutananda, Gopal Krishna Mishra, Gopal Mishra is from mother Sita Thakurani, and Sri Devi is from the other three, Jagadish. Okay. They are other three.
So they're actually divided by those two wives.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for your dramatic presentation.
Thank you.
I'm wondering if you can speak something of how chanting the Panchatattva mantra before chanting Hare Krishna helps us. All I can note is it helps us to approach the holy name, but we still are susceptible to offenses when we chant. Maybe you can say.
What is the definition of offense? What is offense means? Apagata. Apagata means if someone gives sweet rice, you are hungry, very hungry, he wants to give you sweet rice to enjoy, it's very tasty, but you don't want to clean the pot which is filled with salty water. And the person feels that pouring the sweetness in that pot will not give the taste, flavor of sweet rice. When we think of, it's practically, sometimes devotee feels like this, because one senior, he told me, he said, I am chanting for 5 decades, I don't feel. I said, the contamination that we have, there is a standard of measurement. Standard of measurements means sharanagati, surrender. Standard of measurement and things that we carry is offensive nature, impersonalism. These things prevent us, drift us away from tasting bhakti rasa. So definition of aparad, what do we find? Is the uttering of name which is made consciously with the enmity in the heart. Krishna wants us to give this. He wants us to take it this way, respective to others. Why I should not? Krishna even told to Arjuna, you know that famous verse, Sarva Dharman Parityajya, but before that, he said, more famous verse than that, that four things you do. And just before that, he says, Sarva Guhya Tamam Bhuya, Sinume Paramam Bacha. Ishtyeshe me dhiram iti te bakshami, tato bakshami te hitam. Arjuna, you should bow down to me. Krishna is not asking bowing down. He doesn't want our bow or pranam or dandavat. He is giving the secret. Te hitam. Because your heart is looking for happiness. Happiness will come if you bow down to me, because I am the embodiment of happiness. I have a relationship. When you bow down, then it flows. For your own interest, Arjuna, you should pay obeisances. You should think of me. You should do worship of me. For your benefit, te hitam, you look at that verse. Sarva guhyatamam, this is the confidential of all confidential knowledge, Krishna says. So when we understand this concept, that I have an enmity. Like Siddha Swarup Prabhu asked to Prabhupada, no, conversing in Hawaii, then Prabhupada says, Siddha Swarup Prabhu asked Prabhupada, what is the envy means? Prabhupada said, when someone has a rightful ownership to possess something, but in your mind you don't allow. So then Siddha Swarup Prabhu asked Prabhupada, so if somebody has something that I did not give, he has a rightful ownership because Krishna gave through someone. So actually I am not envied to him, I am envied to Krishna. Prabhupada said, yes, you got it. That's very nice. So that's why when we say this, that the offense means uttering a name which is consciously made with enmity in the heart. So we pray every day morning. I mean, I started doing it and it works, Prabhu. I should not be proudly, I'm not saying, I'm telling you very practically that my Lord, I am understanding that I'm your servant. I have rejected you. I have rejected the devotional service, which is my eternal function. Can you please accept me? Please reconsider to accept me. I'm trying to come. I have accepted your authority, Prabhupada, as my protector, savior. I'm trying to follow him. Please, my Lord, can you please give me a chance by accepting me as your servant of the servant? Can you please allow me to chant? Can you please allow me to enter into that platform where I can think of you, where I can serve you? That's rectification, correction, offense will disappear. Otherwise, difficult. And I'm sure you are doing that already. They say that Devahuti asked three questions to her father, son, after she was liberated. When somebody get out of Maya, he really get fear of Maya and he asks the question of Maya. But when somebody is in Maya, they use the word, but they never afraid of Maya, neither they talk about what is Vishnu Maya, what the danger about it. So I'm sure you probably got out of offensives for your inquiry to purify all of us. Is that okay?
Thank you
very much. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada. Oh, yes, Prabhu.
Okay, Prabhu, when I was younger, I was on the debate team. So when you were talking about enmity in the heart. All right, so, and I've heard this, where it's, some people would say, this is my nature to be the way I am. So, how would you respond to that?
What is our purpose, I see? The purpose of this world is beyond the world. Purpose of this life is beyond the life. Purpose of this body is beyond the body. But who sees this? If you really think very deeply, that one Acharya gave a very nice four vision we discussed sometime, that when we see sense object as a sin, the eye is the seer. This type of people will talk like this. When we see the senses are sin, then the mind is the seer. This is Bhagavad Gita. When mind is seen, the soul is the seer. Soul is actually seeing. Unless we act on our constitutional position as a soul, servant, we cannot see our mind. People do not see their mind. They act as mind. They talk like this. Oh, that's my nature. What is your nature? You're not talking even as a soul. You're talking as a mind, mental platform. Manorathena dhavati asati bahi. They are riding a mental chariot. But our goal is the fourth level. When the soul is seen, Krishna is the seer. We want to come to that platform, bhakti. It makes sense? Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Pancha Kalpa.